Welcome to the Light, Hope, and Healing podcast, where we discuss why you have stress, anxiety, pain, illness, and how to heal from it. I am your host, Tracy Gorick. My background is a healing coach, energy healer, spiritual mentor, intuitive, and channel. Hi, everyone. Welcome to this week's podcast. This week's topic is healing, because things are not always as they seem. So what does that topic mean? Well, it means that things are not always as they seem. And probably a lot of times things aren't always as they seem. Even when you get deep into it, probably pretty much everything isn't as it seems, right? But we won't go there yet. Today I wanted to talk more about personal relationships and how sometimes you get your feelings hurt or offended or angry because you're perceiving things in your way through your trauma, right? When it might not be what's going on. So, for example, say somebody asked you to go to lunch. No. Say you asked somebody to go to lunch, right? And they say no because they had something else going on. Okay, so you're like, okay, great, fine, you know, whatever, because, you know, they had something else going on. But down the road, you found out that they didn't end up having something else going on, and they still said no. So I want to give you an example of what possibly might have happened, right? Maybe they did have something going on at first. Maybe that thing got canceled or something happened and they couldn't do it. But then they still couldn't go with you because of whatever reason, right? What if something emotionally they were having a hard time, or, you know, something happened to them that they just couldn't still go with you to lunch? Now, I know this is like kind of petty, but it's just an example. You could do it on a bigger level, right? Also, like say you needed help with something or somebody to take care of something for you and they couldn't do it because they had something else going on or they were going somewhere else. But then it got canceled and something else maybe happened to them to where they couldn't do it, okay? So I've seen working with, you know, clients where they get upset, or even myself, where they get upset because, well, they said they couldn't because something else was going on, but yet then that other thing didn't happen. And you get upset and hurt and offended. And all that's doing is affecting you, right? It's only affecting you. So I'm talking about this because this is another way where you get yourself worked up. You get angry at everybody else or other people because you think they lied to you or something, right? Well, maybe they didn't lie to you. Maybe it was something they couldn't tell you. Maybe it was something they didn't want to tell you about what was going on with them. And it's really none of your business anyway. It's not for you to worry about. So my point in this, and I say it all the time because this is what I choose. I choose to believe the best in everybody, and everybody's working from the best that they possibly can. And rather than being offended, hurt, or angry at what they're doing, I just choose to believe that way. And it's helped me. It's helped me be able to function. It's helped me be able to see things in a better light. It helps me not get upset. It helps me not get angry doing it that way. Because really, what is it doing for you? Getting upset, hurt, angry, whatever, because you feel somebody lied to you. Now, maybe they did and maybe they didn't. Maybe they had a reason. Maybe they didn't. I mean, there is that possibility. But you don't know. You don't know what's going on with that person truly deep inside. Even the closest people to you, you might not know what's really going on because it's not something for you to know. It's not something they might want to share, or something else came up, okay? So the point in this is you don't, it's just another reminder that I'm giving you on that you don't need to get worked up, right? It's about playing the victim to everything. Oh, they always lie to me, or oh, they just don't want to do anything with me because they're mad at me, or, you know, whatever it is that's running through your mind, just let it go. and know they're doing the best they can. Assume they had the best intentions for you, and it's not for you to know or understand. Now, that being said, still keep all that in mind. But if it's a pattern and you don't feel like you have fun being around those people or whoever's doing that to you, or they have hurt your feelings or upset you and it's a constant pattern, you don't have to hang around them anymore. You know, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just giving you thoughts to think about so you don't get offended and hurt or angry because it's affecting you and your health, okay? So that's what you want to keep in mind, is it is affecting your health. So anything that you can do to have a better outcome and a better look rather than always looking for the worst case scenario. But also, like I said, on the same line, is if it's something you don't feel comfortable with them, it's not fun to be around them, you feel negativity from them, then don't hang out with them anymore. But you don't need to get upset or hurt at what they have done to you, right? It's just, okay, I don't need to be around that. And that's how you can look at everything. Rather than getting upset, playing the victim, being angry, just be, I don't need to be around that. Pull yourself from the situation, okay? And if it's something that's not that extreme where you need to pull yourself out of the situation, you know, then talk to them. But remember, they don't have to always tell you what's going on with them, because there's some things that you don't need to know. There's some things they don't need to share, or there's some things they don't want to share. So always just think of the best of people, regardless of what it is. When I say that, though, remember, it doesn't mean you have to be around them, because it could be not a good situation for you. I am giving you advice on how to handle things so you can help yourself heal. Because we want to be at a peaceful state, right? And it's about not being triggered. It's about not being getting upset and angry, because that affects our health. That is a big way we affect our health, right? So it's about really, 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 I can't express this enough, it's about us working on our mental. Because 99% of the time, in the healings I've done with my clients and my family, 99% of the time, it is a mental cause that is showing up in your body physically. Even the stress, anxiety, aches, and pains, it's a mental cause that we can tie it back to. 99% of the time. I've only had one that wasn't. One in all the clients. I saw a client yesterday and I had my folder out, or my file out, that has all of the people I've seen, and I was going to count them to see. Maybe I'll do that at some time. But of all the people I've seen over 10 years, only one, there was not a mental cause. So it's really important to really work on your mindset, work on healing your traumas, so you can start to see things more clearly rather than the facade that this earth has. When I'm saying not everything is as it seems, it's not. And even with personal relationships, not everything is as it seems, and you might not all have all the details as to what's really going on. And that's okay. All right? So that's what I have for today. If you enjoyed this podcast, but you feel like you need more, I have Tracy's Sacred Tribe membership. We meet twice a month on Tuesdays, where I answer questions and you give me topics you want to hear about. On Wednesdays, I send healing to you, that of what you post you want healing sent to. And on Mondays, I do a spiritual message just for the group. We'd love to have you in there. It's about accountability, because we need to have help remembering all the tools that we have. And that's what this membership and group is about. You have the support of me and other people doing the same thing for you. I give you all the tools in these YouTube's videos and podcasts, but you know, I've been there. Like, I'll get some information, I'll be like, yeah, great, and go with it. And then I get down the road a little bit and I forget, because something triggered me and made me angry, and then I just go off. But it's about the accountability to help you remember that you have these tools that will help you get better, help you heal your mind, which in turn helps you heal your body. So that's what this membership is about. The link is in the description below, and we'd love to have you in there. So let's get ready for the healing meditation. If you are driving or using heavy machinery, You need to stop listening to the podcast now because we are going to be doing a healing meditation, and the energy is very powerful and can make you sleepy and lose concentration. Come back when you stop driving or using the heavy equipment and enjoy the healing meditation. All right, let's get ready for the healing meditation. I want you to close your eyes. Go ahead and take a deep breath in now. Hold it and exhale. Another deep breath in. Hold it and exhale. And one last deep breath in. Hold it. This time on the exhale, relax your whole body. All right, I want you to imagine this blue light coming in the top of your head and this red light coming up from your root chakra, both going to your heart. So the blue is coming down to your heart and the red is coming up to your heart. Those two colors are going to blend and make violet. I want you to imagine this violet light spreading out throughout your body. It's getting larger and larger. It's going up into your head. It's clearing and cleansing and purifying anything that no longer serves you. It's going down your arms, down into your solar plexus, and your sacral. And then down to your root and down both legs, all the way down to your feet. And once it fills up your physical body, that violet color flame is going to spread out into your energy, filling up your aura, cleansing, clearing, and purifying everything. All right, now I want you to imagine this gold light coming down from God, Source, whatever your belief is. It's going down into your heart. You're going to imagine that light just spreading just like we did with the violet flame, spreading out up into your head, neck, shoulders, down your arms, your chest, your solar plexus, your sacral, your root, now down both legs. And again, as it fills up your body, now it's going to fill up your aura, your whole energy. So you're just surrounded and in this gold light. Now I want you to imagine this blue light coming into the top of your head. It's going down to your heart, and this blue light's coming, and then it's going to come up from your root also, chakra, and meeting in your heart. So it's coming down from your crown chakra and your root chakra, and then it's meeting in your heart. These blue lights are going to start twirling in counterclockwise direction. You're going to imagine them going into a look like a tornado, and it's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger until it's as big as your whole body. Once it's as big as your whole body, I want you to imagine an X at the end of this tornado. You're disconnecting from anything that is no longer serving your highest and best with this. All right, now again, I want you to imagine this gold light coming into the top of your head. It's filling up your heart again. This time, what we're going to do is we're going to send healing energy to those that have harmed you. And if you've been with me for a while, you know we do this to heal for you, right? So I want you to send this healing energy from your heart to them, but only to right at the edge of them, because you can't force healing on them. But you want to put it there so if they want it, they can take it. This is to heal for you, not for them. You don't have to be around them, hang around them, talk to them. It's up to you. But you need to heal it for you. So send that healing now from you to them and heal all the situations that happened that have hurt you. And now, when you feel that's done, I want you to do the same thing for those you may have harmed. And if you can't think of it, just do it with the intention that it goes to those you may have harmed. Same thing, send the healing from you to them, just to the edge of their energy, so they can decide if they want it or not. And this is helping for you to heal. And them also. Now I want you to send gold light. You're going to bring it down from the top of your head to your heart. Send gold light to those people in your family. Now I want you to add sending gold light to those in your city. And now send gold light to those in your state. And now send gold light to everyone in your country. And now send gold light to everyone around the world. All right, when you feel that's done, bring the gold light back into your heart. And I'm going to send healing energy now to you, so sit back and relax, and I will send it now. If you feel any twitching throughout your body, it's just the energy breaking blockages. So just relax through it. Okay, go ahead and take a deep breath in now. Hold it. And this time on the exhale, release everything that came up for you that needs to be released. Open your eyes. Wiggle your fingers and your toes. All right, that's what I have for today. Go have a great day. go do something you love, something that brings you joy and lifts you up. Do at least one thing every day that you love to do. And then do at least one thing of self-care every day. Drink tea, Epsom salt bath, pray, meditate, whatever it is. Do at least one self-care every day. And then look for the good in everything. Look for the good everywhere in everything. And when you see something good in somebody, say it to them. And write 10 things you're grateful for. Do these things, and I promise you, you're going to start to see a difference in your life. So that's all I have for today. I love you all. Have a great day, and I will see you soon. Bye.